Okay, we're in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Yud Aleph, and we left off with Halacha Zion. Okay, so if we take a look at this picture first, this picture is going to help out a lot in understanding some of the points that Rama brings up between now and Perek Yud Beis and even on. And what this picture represents is the idea that that if you're, this is a person standing, let's say, so to speak, on earth, it's important to understand that when we look at the trajectories of the sun and the moon, they do not travel, so to speak, in the center. Meaning the center, meaning the earth is not the center of the orbit of the moon and the sun. Rather, they come off as an angle, right? So if you looked at the sun, let's say if you looked at the sun rising and setting, you would notice it's not directly in the center. Rather, it's off by a few degrees. So that's going to be one thing to keep in mind, is this concept here of the fact that there's, even though the earth was a center of all, so to speak, that doesn't mean it was at the center point of the orbits of both the earth and the moon. So that's going to be one point we have to keep in mind. Another thing you have to keep in mind is this picture here. And this picture, let's put aside the earth being round for a second. And this picture here, the entire earth is divided up into degrees, okay? 360 degrees being a circle. And as you'll see, this is going to be very important also, how, we'll get back to Yerushalayim at the end, how there's longitude and latitude, and how the domes, or looking up at the sky, how that's divided up into various degrees, and that's going to play an important role in what's it called, locating the position of the sun and the moon. So there's this picture of degrees, and then the other one we're going to focus on is this picture here, among others, that the traveling, the orbit of the sun and the moon. Earth is not at the center of their orbits. And that's going to play a role, as well as understanding what the Rambam is going to be talking about. So, with that being the case, back to it. So the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, Ha'ikarim shetzarech adam leida tchila, l'chol ha'cheshbonos ha'itznagnios, right? So all the most important principles of calculation that you need, that for astronomical purposes, bein ledar ha'cheshbon ha'ra'iya, and whether it's for looking to see the moon, because remember, we're always talking about, at the end of the day, locating the position of the moon, or for any other matter, astronomically, Elohim. So this is what it is. Hagalga muchlak b'shlosh meos v'shisha malos. Okay, so the heavenly sphere, okay, is divided up into 360 degrees. Kol mazel mazel shloshim malos. Okay, each constellation is approximately 30 degrees. Remember those constellations that we would track the sun moving through them? So each constellation occupies around the 30-degree chunk of that 360. The Haschala mitchilas mazal tala, and of course, as we know, it starts from Aries. V'chol mala mala shishim chalakim. Okay, and then now each mala, each degree contains in it 60 chalakim. Okay, v'chol chelek v'chelek shishim shnios. Okay, each chelek contains 60 seconds. V'chol shnia shnia shishim shlishios. Okay, and also every second contains 60/3. Now we're going to focus on the first three. So there's going to be degrees. Okay, there's going to be what do you call it? Degrees, minutes, which we'll call chalakim, and then seconds. Okay, so again, there's, make it simple. There's degrees, minutes, which is the chalakim part, and then seconds. Okay, so when the Rambam divides everything up, you'll see that's the system we use. Okay. And then just to look at the next halacha here, he says, Lefikach, im yetzelecha b'cheshvan shechokha ploni mekomo begagal b'shivim matlos u'shloshim chalakim v'rabam shenios. So let's say you calculate out, you're trying to figure out the position of a certain star, okay, in the heavenly sphere. And it comes out to 70 degrees, 30 chalakim, and 40 seconds. Teda shechokha v'zu hu b'mazal t'omim, right? You'll know that it's in Gemini. So you'll know it's in what he called Gemini. Now within it, it's 11 degrees into Gemini. The Visha Mazal Tala is Shlosha Malos, because the constellation of Aries is 30 degrees. Umazal Shor Shlosha Malos, and Taurus is 30 degrees. Now you're 60 degrees into it. Nishar Eser Malos Umechza Mimazal Ta'omim. And now you've left over approximately 10.5 degrees into Gemini, plus Arbaim Shnios, Mechatzi Mala Achron, plus around 40 chalakim, 40 seconds after the next degree. right? So that's how you calculate it out. So again, this isn't so difficult. Basically, as long as you understand that each constellation occupies 30 degrees, you can find out the position of any star. So he says in Halacha Tes, V'chein im yotza mikomo begaga b'l'shot shmeos v'esri malos, okay? So if you want to figure out, let's say, you're looking for something that's at 320 degrees, so you would know the star is located in Aquarius, which is at the 20th degree in it. Okay, because again it's 300 and then plus that extra 20 into it. And this is for all the calculations of stars located in the sky. So this is the order of the mazalos. Tala short omim sartan arya besula moslayim akrav keshes gadi deli dugim. So basically that's Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So those are, if anyone's ever read a horoscope before, Chas v'Shalom, that is the order of the constellations. Now, just to look at it for a second in a more mathematical way, I'm not sure this helps picture it or not, but hold on. If you look here, this picture here really sums it up nicely. You start at the 0 degree point, you start at the 0 degree point and you go obviously in this direction, right? Remember, it's a circle, okay? So each constellation occupies 30 degrees, okay? Now, each one on its own is 30. So if you want to locate something at 170, for example, so obviously this is a very easy chart to use. It's going to be here, right over here, somewhere in this area, okay? And this is pretty self-explanatory of how to calculate the position of the stars, okay? that being the case, back to what the Rambam says now, in Halacha Yud, he says as follows, B'chol cheshbonos kulam, right, so when it comes to all the calculations, now, when it comes to adding things, and we know this already, when it comes to adding, whether it's degrees to degrees, chalakim to chalakim, shnios to shnios, right, what do you do? You always add each number to its kind. The kavitz kol min imino, okay? Hashnios im hashnios, v'achalakim im chalakim, v'malos im malos. So you add seconds to seconds, chalakim to chalakim, malos to malos. V'chol she'is kavitz min hashnios shishim. Now, of course, once you hit 60 seconds, tasim aso chalak achad, that equals one chalak, v'tosifa ala chalakim. And add that to the minutes. V'chol she'is kavitz min chalakim shishim, tasim oso male, v'tosif oso ala malos. Of course, now, that's so simple, but when you hit 60 chalakim, that equals a degree, okay? And then you add that to the degrees. Ukushitakabetz amalos, okay? Now, when you add up all the degrees, tashlich osan shlosmios v'shishim, you always keep adding, what it called? You always group them in sets of 360, okay? If it's above 360, then vanishram shlosmios v'shishim lamata hu shetofsin l'chashban. So anything that's left over after 360 becomes added on to the, and the leftover gets added on to the calculation. But you'll see, it doesn't mean, as you'll soon see, you never have 385 degrees, obviously. And I'll show you why that's the case in a second. Let's do a lachid aleph, and I'll show you how to compute this stuff. So he says, whenever you want to subtract, okay, so if the number you're subtracting is greater than what it's from, for instance, if you're subtracting 200 from 100, you add 360 to that number. So this way you can subtract it properly from it. So what the heck is he talking about? Before in a Lachyud base, he's going to actually go through how this works, but it's nice to see this before him. It is, hold on, this calculation over here. The example he's going to give in a Lachyud base is this. He's going to show a case of 100 degrees, 20 chalakim and 30 shnios, and you're subtracting from that 200 degrees, 50 chalakim and 40 shnios. Now the problem is you can't, in quotes, subtract that from that because it'll come out to a negative number. And that's an impossibility. So what the Rambam is going to explain that you do is you add 360 to the 100. Now, how can you do that? How can you add 360 to the 100? Well, very simple, because we are talking about a location. So it's important to understand 0 equals 360, okay? Just like 1 equals 361. So, for example, going back to this picture here, this point right here at 0 also obviously equals 360. And if I start going in this direction, right, 301 technically speaking, equals 361. But we don't do that when we calculate degrees. There's no 370 degrees. Rather, what we say is that it's 10 degrees. So what you can do is, in order to help the calculation is, as he does right over here, he adds 360 to 100, because that's equivalent. And now you're stuck with 460 degrees, 20 chalakim, and 30 shnios. Now, the problem with that is that what he's going to do is he's going to borrow 1 degree from here, okay, put it into the chalakim. That gives you 80 chalakim and 30 shnios. But you can't have 80 chalakim because it's only, what do you call, that's too much. So what do you do then? You carry that over and you end up getting 459 degrees, 79 chalakim and 90 shnios. Now I can subtract 200 degrees, 50 chalakim and 40 shnios from this number. So basically, this is not sleight of hand. This is everything, all the numbers he's using are legitimate numbers. It's just that you need to get a sensible conclusion, a sensible number that you can work with in understanding or locating the location of the star. So that's how this would work. And all you got to do is start off by adding 360 and then carrying over numbers until you ensure that every single one of the upper numbers here is greater than the lower numbers. So I hope I made that somewhat clear. But again, there's no such thing really as 80 chalakim, right? Because there's only 60, so to speak, what do you call it? Because once you hit 60, it gets converted to a degree. But this is how you can ensure a mathematical calculation of subtracting 200 from a larger number. Okay, so that's what he's about to talk about in Halacha Yud Beis. So I'll go through Halacha Yud Beis fairly quickly to make sure to get this point across. But that's what he says. So in Halacha Yud Beis, he works it all out for us. Ketzad. Ha-reisha hitzricha okay, so you want to subtract 200 degrees, 50 chalakim, and 40 seconds, right? From 100 degrees, 20 minutes, and 30 seconds, okay? Tosif ala mea shloshmeos v'shishim yuamalos arbamios v'shishim v'sasklil ligra shnios mina shnios. Okay? So what do you do? Like we just said, you add 360 to the 100, which gives you 460. And then what do? You start subtracting seconds. Okay? V'taskil ligra hashnios mina shnios tovel ligra arbaim mishloshim. Right? But then you're going to end up having to subtract 40 from 30. Efshar. You can't do that. So tarm chelek echa min esrim chalakim. Take 1 chelek away from the 20 chalakim. V'tase oso shishim shnios. Make that into 60 seconds. V'tosef ala shloshim. Nimsu hashnios tishim. Now you end up with 90 seconds. Tigra behem ha'arbaim yishara chamishim shnios. If you subtract 40 from that, you end up with 50 seconds, which is you can work with. Now, v'tachzor ligro chamishim chalakim mitishasar chalakim. Right, shekvar harimosa mehem chelak echad vasiyasa shnios. So then, now you have to subtract 50 minutes from the 19 that are remaining, but you have the same problem. V'yefshar ligroa chamisha mitishasar. You can't subtract 50 from 19. So therefore, lefikach tarim mala achas minamalos, borrow a degree. V'tase osa shishim chalakim, make that into 60 chalakim. V'tosif ala tishasar, add that to the 19. V'nimsu chalakim tisha v'shivim. That you end up now with 90, and then 70 subtracted from that. Tigra ben achamishim yishar tisha v'esrim chalakim. And then if you subtract 50 from that, you end up now with 19 chalakim. V'tachzor ligroa hamasai malos mina arba meos v'tesha v'chamishim malos. And now subtract the 200 from the 459 that you're left with. Right, shekvar harimosa mal achas vasisa chalakim. You'll end up with yishar masai v'tesha v'chamishim malos. You'll end up with 259 degrees. V'nimsa shar simano reish nun tes. Chaf tes nun, which comes out to 259 degrees, 29 chalakim and 50 seconds. Valderek zubachol giron v'giron. So that's how you subtract it out when the number is less. Okay, that's the process involved. Okay, halach yud gimel hashemesh vayareach v'chein shar hashiva kochavim mahalach kol echa ve'echa mehen begalgal shelo mahalach shaveh. Okay, so when it comes to the sun, the moon, and all the other seven planets, basically, right? Each one basically moves along at a uniform speed. Okay, so each one in its own orbit, but Galgal Shaloh moves along at a uniform speed. Mahalach Shaveh, meaning the planets themselves. Let's say stick with the sun. The sun always travels at the same rate. So let's make up a number: 50 miles an hour. Okay, it's always traveling at that same 50 miles an hour. Aimbo lo kalos lo kvedus, right? There's no heaviness. It's not inclined to be heavy or light. Its orbit, or I should say, its speed is always the same. So it doesn't matter what the day is. It could be yesterday. It could be a million years from now. The sun, the moon, and the planets always travel at the same rate of speed every single day. The gagal shall call echa mehem, afa pishu makif es olam, ein arts bem so. Now, even though the orbits that they travel on do surround the earth, again, when we look up, the sun is going over us, nonetheless, as I mentioned before, the earth is not at the center of those orbits. So again, going back to the picture, just to make sure we have this picture in mind, if you notice here, what he's talking about is this, okay? Again, Earth is not at the center of these orbits, okay? So that's why when you see the sun, it always looks like it's, or the moon, it's always somewhere off to the, whatever, let's say I'm looking at here, off to the northern right of the sky. That's because the Earth is not at the center, okay? That being the case, so he says, in Halacha Yudalid, he says, Lefikach, in taruch mahalach kol echa mehem gagal makif es olam, so therefore, if you measure the progress, okay, of the path of these stars against the sphere that they're in, okay, right? Yishtana hilucho v'nimsa mahalcho b'yom zeh v'gagal mazalos pachos yeser al mahalcho emesh al mahalcho machar. Now, here's the key, okay? In other words, as we know that the sun appears to us, right? Let's use the sun as an example. Some days it looks bigger and sometimes it looks smaller. Sometimes it looks like it's traveling faster or slower. Now, again, that doesn't mean it's actually traveling faster or slower. It appears to us that way because we're not located in the center. But the path the sun takes, we're still using the Aristotelian model, that path is something that the speed, the rate of speed is always the same, even if it appears to us as being something different. So we have to always keep that in mind, okay? So even though it looks like the sun is traveling at a different rate of speed, that's not true. It's at a constant rate of speed. The rate of speed is always the same, but because of the position of its orbit, it comes off looking differently. So Lacha Tesvavi says, "Hamahalech hashave shemahalech hakokav v'shemesh reyach v'gagalo hu nanikra em samalech." So this uniform speed that the sun and the moon and all the other travel in, that's considered em samalech. That's basically the average or mean movement. Okay. The mahalach she begalga hamazalo shu pamim yeser pamim chaser, right? Hu mahalach amiti. I know it sounds a little counterintuitive, but the progress it's making in the actual celestial sphere itself, that's what we call, which again, it looks like it appears sometimes greater and sometimes smaller. That's called hamalach amiti. That's called its true motion. Okay, so we have the average or mean motion, and we have the true motion. Mahalach amiti. Uvoya makom hashemesh makom reyach amiti. And that's going to, or its position in the celestial sphere is just going to help us determine the true position of the sun or moon itself, which again is what we're looking for. So he says, Halacha Tezayin, Kvar Marnu, She'elu Adrachim She'anu Mavarim Bahalachas Elu, Einan El Lechezvan Riesar Yach Mavah. Now don't get confused, okay? Everything the Rambam's talking about is supposed to help us calculate the moon. Okay, Lefichach, Asinu Ha'ikar She'menu Matlin La'olam Lechezvan Zeh, So that's why the Rambam established the starting point for all these calculations to be Thursday night, right? Which is the third day of the month of Nisan, okay? From the present year, which happens to be the 17th year of the Machzor, of the 260th Machzor, which is Shishnashmona Vushloshon Teshimos Rabbam of our Bas Alpine Litzira, which, as we know, this is now 4,938 years from creation. That's his year. Shishnas Tesho Shmona Barmios Vel Shtaros. On contracts, they put down 1489. Shishnas Tesho Mea Ve'elef the Chorban Bayesheni. And it happens to be 1,109 years after the destruction of Second Beis Hamikdash. Vizu Hashana Hish Anukorim Mosa Shnasa Iker Bechajman Zeh. So that's what we call, that's what the Rama says we'll always use as our starting year when we work out these calculations. So again, I don't care what version you want to use, but it's the present year the Rambam's in that he's going to be using to calculate out his various numbers. Okay, Halacha Yitzayin, he says, "Well, lefi sharia lo tia el eretz Yisrael kamosh biarnu." Okay, asinu kol darchei cheshbon zeh benuyim al Yerushalayim. Now, since all we care about, okay, is where the moon is seen in Eretz Yisrael, that's it. So all the calculations he does is going to be funneled through the perspective, the view of the moon from Yerushalayim. Ulishar makomos hasovim mosa, and all the areas basically right near Yerushalayim, b'kamos shisho shivyamim shebehem roen esirech tamid, right, where basically, the moon is about a 6 or 7 day journey from Yerushalayim, where they consistently see the moon, right? And they come and give testimony. So we just care about that geographic area of Yerushalayim and its surroundings, right, where people would come and give testimony about seeing the moon. Okay, so what that means is that where is Yerushalayim located? It's located approximately 32 degrees north of the equator, right? And that includes the, if you include the surrounding areas, it's approximately from 25 degrees to 35 degrees north. And this is all latitude, okay? Okay. Now, when it comes to longitude, it's approximately, it's about 24 degrees west of the center, and if you include the surrounding areas, that comes out to about 21 to 27 degrees west. So again, we have its north-south location or latitude, and its east-west, so to speak, location, longitude. It's not the best way to describe it, but thankfully, of course, I have another picture. If you see here, this is basically, this is where Yerushalayim is located, okay? So again, he would count this as 32 degrees north, right? 32 degrees latitude, and he would count this as 24 degrees longitude. That's what he's going to be using when it comes to calculating out the appearance of the moon. Okay, that ends Parakut Aleph. Now, Parakut Beis. Okay. Mahalech HaShemesh HaEmsoi B'yom Echad. Okay, so what's the distance? Okay, now again, we're measuring distance here. We're measuring it in degrees, okay? Chalakim. Okay, and seconds. Okay, and chalakim are equivalent to hours. So let's say degrees, hours, and seconds. That's what we're using as our measurement. So mahalech hashemesh ha'emsoi b'yom echad. So the mean distance that the sun travels on any given day, shehu arbav esrim shos, which is 24 hours. So how far, again, measuring the sky with degrees, how far does the sun travel in a 24-hour period of time? Tisha v'chamishim chalakim v'shmona shnios. It travels 59 chalakim and 8 seconds. Okay? So, again, or 59 minutes and 8 seconds. But the point is, don't think of it as looking at your clock. Okay? It travels 59 chalakim and 8 seconds. Nimsa mahalcha b'asar yamim, tesha malos v'echad v'chamishim chalakim v'shlosh v'esrim shnios. So, in 10 days, it goes 9 degrees, 51 minutes, and 23 seconds. Nimsa mahalcha b'meya yom, if it's 100 days, Shmona v'tishim malos u'shlosha u'shloshim chalakim u'shlosh v'chamishim shnios. I'll just show you a chart to make it easier. V'nimsa she'eris mahalcha be'elef yom achar shetashik kol shlosh me'os u'shishim malos k'moshim yarnu. Masayim v'chamesh u'shishim malos u'shmona u'shloshim chalakim v'chamishim shnios. Nimsa she'eris mahalcha be'asaris alpayim yom. Even go up to 10,000 days. Me'a she'esh u'shloshim malos shmona v'eshim chalakim v'eshim shnios simonim X. Okay? What is he talking about? So instead of reading out all those numbers, I'll show you right here with a nice chart that shows you the exact distance the sun travels using these calculations, which is here. So in one day, it travels 59 minutes and 8 chalakim, okay? In 10 days, 9 degrees, 51 minutes, 23 chalakim, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can calculate all the way to 10,000. In 10,000 days, it would have traveled, remember, 136, I know over here at 1,000, it's 265. How can it go lower? Remember, we're going in a circle. So 0 equals 360. So it hits 265, 10,000 years, it keeps going around, right? And that maslul, back to 136. Remember, always talking about a 360 degrees, 360 equals 0. In 29 days, okay, it travels approximately 28 degrees, 35 minutes, and 1 second, okay? And what it called, in a lunar year, right, which is 354 days, it travels approximately 348 degrees, 55 minutes, and 15 seconds. And of course, what's the maslul of the year? What's the solar year, which is 365 days? How far does the sun travel? Of course, the perfect 360 degrees. So, because it's going in a circle. So obviously, 360 degrees is the total that it would have traveled during that period of time. So, just going back to this halacha for a second. So the Rambam therefore says, he worked out up to 10,000. He says, "Valderek zos tikva v'totzi melacha l'chol minin shetirtze." You can using these types of calculation, you can work out any number you want to. V'cheinim tirtze lasos simanim miduim metzacha l'malcha l'shteyam and l'shloshal v'ba adasara tase. And you can make like certain you can work out ahead of time certain pre-calculations that will tell you exactly where the sun will be located. V'cheinim tirtze liosacha simanim miduim muchanim l'malcha l'eshem yom l'shloshal v'bayim ad mea tase. Okay, v'davar gully huv yadua me'acher yesh yadatam halach yom echad. Once you know the distance the sun travels in one day, you can work out any day. You can work out 40 days. It doesn't matter. All this can be worked out. V'roy hu, he's just trying to tell you that this is an easy thing to calculate. V'roy hu liyos mucham yadu etzacha mehalach emsa shemel shetisav eshem yom l'shos mel shabach v'chamishim yom. But it's important to know. It's important to always have in your back pocket the mean distance the sun has traveled after 29 days and after 354 days, both lunar month and lunar year. Because that is the lunar year when you have the regular Seder of months for the year, which remember, that means that you have your alternating chasers and males, including Cheshvan and Kislev, via Nikres Shana Sedura, and that's called a regular year. Right? Once you have these numbers worked out, then you can easily work out when to see the moon. Because we know there's 29 full days from the night that the moon is seen until the next night. It's never less or more than 29 days. Remember, don't forget, the whole reason why we're doing this is to work out when you can see the moon. Right, and when it comes to sighting the moon from this month until the following year, okay, let's say sighting the moon the following year in a specific month, okay, about Sedura Oshanav Yom Echad, v'chein b'chol shana v'shana. Mahalach Hashemesh Amsoy Letishav Eshem Yom Shmonav Eshem Malos V'Chamisha Shloshim Kolachim Mishnios Achas. Like we said, the mean distance traveled by the sun in that period of time is 28 degrees, 35 chalakim in 1 second. Mahacha l'shana sedura, and its distance at the mean distance in a year, right? In a regular year, shlosh v'yos v'shmona v'arba'im malos v'chamisha v'chimishim chalakim v'chamesh shnios simanon x. Okay, which comes out to 348 degrees, 55 minutes, and 15 seconds. So, as we conclude, so what's the Rambam told us in this halacha? He's basically explaining. He's trying to use the position of the sun as an equivalent to be able to determine the position of the moon. Remember, you can't see where the sun's going at night, and you can't see where the moon is during the day. But you can use the position of the sun, right? Once you calculate, let's say, the 29 days, if you know where the sun's going to be, you can then transfer that over and kind of work out where the moon's going to be. And he's going to go into more detail about how this works next time.